Coming to you from Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to Web Radio WCWP, Brookville, New York. And now, it's time for the Mike Shimeri Show. Yes, this is the Mike Shimeri Show number 172 on Web Radio WCWP. Nice day today. Nice fall day. See the leaves changing colors right outside Studio 1. It's great that we have this window here. Remember in Studio 4, you couldn't see anything. There was a window, but you could see Studio 3. And that was it. And everything else further from Studio 3. We have a nice show today in the three-of-a-kind showcase, Earl Clue. And in next hour's three-of-a-kind showcase, Chuck Loeb. No interview this week. We're taking a break from that. But we begin the show with J. Rowe. And this song features a good friend of his, Nelson Rangel, on the alto sax. This is a cover of a Smokey Robinson song. It's Tracks of My Tears. Here on the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio WCWP. Lisa Hilton with Hit the Road, Jack. From Midnight in Manhattan, which came out on August 8th. I was just thinking of something that Senator Joe Biden said on Fox News Sunday. Listen, Jack, I know I'm not supposed to throw politics into this, but it was just in my head. Anyway, Hit the Road, Jack, Ray Charles cover. It featured Bobby Militello on the tenor sax. He's Dave Brubeck's saxophonist and has been for many years to this point. Before that, J. Rowe with Tracks of My Tears from Jaywalking in 1997. That featured Nelson Rangel on the alto sax, and that was recorded separately, unlike Lisa Hilton, where everybody was in the same studio. And that was a Smokey Robinson cover, Tracks of My Tears, called by some people The Tracks of My Tears. Well, this next album, the song from this album, came out on the same day as Lisa Hilton's album. This is from 4Play's album 10. The song is Screenplay. Web Radio WCWP. 4Play with Screenplay. Get it? From 10, which came out on August 8th. Well, coming up in less than a couple of weeks, Wednesday, November 15th at 3:30 p.m. sharp in the Pratt Center Gymnasium, the Health and Physical Education Majors Club will present the annual Turkey Trot. It's a 5K run or a 1 mile walk. To register, bring a can of non-perishable food to the Pratt Center lobby or Hillwood Commons beginning Monday, November 13th. Participants will receive a free t-shirt and prizes will be awarded to the winners. Up next, the Earl Clue three-of-a-kind showcase.
You know what? I'm really proud to be an American. That's why I registered with Selective Service. If you think about it, our country doesn't ask much from us. One of the few duties we have as young men living in America is to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register? Because if you don't, you can miss out on college loans, job training, good jobs, and driver's licenses in most states. Plus, it's the law. So register online at sss.gov or go to your local post office.
Oh my God, I only have 999 friends on MySpace and I need like just one more to hit the 1,000 mark. Who should I add?
Here's an idea. Have you thought about adding WCWP?
Ew, how mysterious. He goes by only initials.
Not really. WCWP is a great radio station. You can listen to their programming online at webradiowcwp.org or on FM radio. Just log on to myspace.com/WCWP to find out more.
There is no need for this. Somewhere along the way, we lost some common sense. Help Deja Vu Radio in their quest to bring superior tunes back into the lexicon. Join the plight with Deja Vu Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on webradio.wcwp.org. Today's music has a publicist. Remember when it had a cause?
Well, this is a Neil Sedaka cover that begins the Earl Klugh Three of a Kind showcase. It's Laughter in the Rain. Web Radio WCWP. We are two-thirds of the way through the Earl Klugh Three of a Kind showcase. That was What Love Can Do, and this is All Through the Night. That'll do it for the Earl Klugh Three of a Kind Showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. That was the 120th time we've played an Earl Klugh song, and that was All Through the Night from The Journey in 1997, before that What Love Can Do from Whispers and Promises in 1989, and we began with Laughter in the Rain from Earl's self-titled debut album, Earl Klugh, in 1976. That was a Neil Sedaka cover, Laughter in the Rain. Well, December 9th to 24th at the Studio Theater in Lindenhurst, the Broad Hollow Theater Company will present the adaptation of Gene Shepherd's holiday classic, A Christmas Story. Follow Ralphie Parker on his quest to get a Red Ryder BB gun under the Christmas tree. All elements from the 1983 beloved motion picture are featured in the production. For ticket information and reservations, call the box office at 631-581-2700 or go to broadhollow.org. Up next, Nelson Rangel.
Splashes of Hope, a nonprofit organization of artists, is hosting open art studio tours at its home base at Condrey Hall for Not-for-Profit Week. The organization is dedicated to painting colorful murals and strives to create healing environments in area hospitals. Tours will be held at Condrey Hall at 101 Browns Road in Huntington on Monday, November 13th and Friday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call the Splashes of Hope office at 631-424-8230 or log on to splashesofhope.org.
Listen to The Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradiowcwp.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
There's one, there's two. Oh, hey, Mark, I'm sorry about that, man. I didn't see you.
What do you mean, Mark? I've literally been here the whole time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard, though, but I did over 1,000.
Tune into Time Out every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for an unusual take on the world of sports. Only on webradio, wcwp.org, or myspace.com/wcwp.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. That's just how the song begins. Has that superhero sound to it. It's A New Avenger by Nelson Rangel on his Soul to Souls album. And this is a long posterior intro. See, this time I'm not going to say the word. I know I said it one time following a Yellow Jacket song that seemed to go on forever. And I'll actually be going to see them in 2 weeks at Birdland. Again, Nelson Ranchel, a new Avenger. Web Radio, WCWP, David Benoit with First Day of School from Full Circle, which came out on June 27th. That was co-written by and featured Paul Brown on the acoustic guitar. Also, there was Pat Kelly on the electric guitar, Roberto Valli on the bass, Luis Conte on percussion, and John J.R. Robinson on the drums. Before that, we heard Nelson Rangel with A New Avenger from Soul to Souls, which came out on April 4th. That featured Chuck Loeb with the guitar solo, but Joe Gamble otherwise on the electric guitar. And I want to say Gambale, but that's Frank Gambale, and that's a completely different person. So, next up we have Down to the Bone. This is the first time we're hearing Down to the Bone in the actual show. We've played it once before, but it was as a warm-up song back when we did that. And I'm not going to give you the exact date, although I would like to. This is Tiburon, Down to the Bone. They are the artists, and Tiburon is their tune. And this is quite a build-up, isn't it? But now, here we go. Web Radio, WCWP, not Pieces of a Dream. Why did I think that? Down to the Bone, a different four-word group name. Down to the Bone with Tiburon from Spread Love Like Wildfire in 2005. There's another four-word group coming up to take us into hour two, but before we get to that, Thursday, November 16th at 6 p.m., at the West Islip Public Library, Karen Davidson, a certified painting instructor, will demonstrate how to do one-stroke painting. Learn how to blend, shade, and highlight all in one stroke. You can paint on furniture, glassware, and walls, too. No prior art experience is necessary. The program is open to the general public. For more information, call the West Islip Public Library reference desk at 631-661-7080. Up next, Birds of a Feather.
It's not hard to find people in need. They're everywhere. Mary Knoll has been reaching out to the world's needy for nearly a century. Mary Knoll is there right now in 40 countries around the world. And with your help, Mary Knoll will be there tomorrow. Call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. Or for information, go to www.mygiftcounts.org. One world, one mission, Mary Knoll.
Attention, attention, may I have all your eyes and ears?
Oh my God, you have my ears attention, because they're bleeding.
What's wrong, Dan?
Oh my God, please, can we play something else? This is terrible.
No one hears what you say.
Listen to Capital Punishment Radio every weekday, 3 to 5 p.m., only on webradio WCWP.org.
We know what we're talking about, and for those that pretend they do...
The Clutch Performers!
Thank you. I called this press conference today to announce that the Clutch Performers have officially risen to the top of the sports talk charts. When you know your sports, and you have great fans that send you questions over AOL Instant Messenger, you can't help but being number one.
The Clutch Performers, coming to you live Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on webradio WCWP.org.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shimeri Show on webradio WCWP. Taking us into hour two, Birds of a Feather. And this is... we haven't heard stuff from this album yet. Above the Clouds, and the song is See You Soon. more now in Hour 2 of the Mike Shamiri Show on Web Radio WCWP. WP. I'll keep trying it till I get it right, and I think I did get it right there. Birds of a Feather with See You Soon, which oddly enough is not the last song of the show despite the title. And that is from Above the Clouds in 1994. That featured Boney James on the saxophone. Richard Elliott, who sounds similar because they both mainly play the tenor sax, was on the first Birds of a Feather album. But here and on the next one, Stand Together, they used Boney James on the saxophone. And by they, I mean Dan Siegel, because it's his band, if you think about it. And you don't have to think about it because it's true. We talked about that in his first interview, with my first interview with him last summer. Well, here's Alex Bunyan he's leading off Hour 2 with the title track to his 2005 album, Free. Web Radio, WCWP, Peter White for the 70th time on the Mike Shamiri Show with Mr. Magic, a Grover Washington Jr. cover, which means that's the fourth cover of this show. We start off with Smokey Robinson, Ray Charles, Neil Sedaka, Sedaka, and Grover Washington Jr. now. Mr. Magic is from Playin' Favorites, which came out on June 27th. That featured Bob James on the Fender Rhodes. And that was recorded separately from everybody else, including Peter White. That was arranged by Paul Brown, who was also on the wah-wah guitar. And Roberto Valli, who we heard on David Benoit's First Day of School song, was back here on this track on the bass. And speaking of bass, and speaking of albums that came out on June 27th, here's Wayman Tisdale. This was written by and features George Duke. Called Tell It Like It T.I. Is, and the is an S. So Tell It Like It T.I. Is. Web Radio WCWP, Joyce Cooling with Cool of the Night, as they sang, from Revolving Door, which came out on September 12th. That featured Jay Wagner on the keyboards and additional background vocals along with Joyce. Also Celso Alberti on the drums and percussion and Peter Michael Escovedo on additional percussion. And before that, Wayman Tisdale with Tell It Like a T.I. Is from Way Up, which came out on June 27th, written by and featured George Duke on the keyboards. He also said Tell It Like a T.I. Is and Taking Care of T.I. Is at the end. There was another woman whose name I should have written down, but I didn't. And also, I should point out that I forgot to mention that we led off the hour with Alex Bunyan and Free from Free in 2005. Now through December 15th, Web Radio Excuse me. What the hell is going on with me? Now through December 15th, Web Radio WCWP and WCWP 88.1 FM present the second annual Toy and Collection Drive, Toys of Hope. Well, benefits Toys of Hope, a nonprofit children's charity. Bring an unopened toy or donation to the following locations: the Abrams Communications Center, which is where WCWP is, at Extension 2628, or the President's Office, Bush Brown Hall, Extension 2503, also Pep Office, Conn Hall, Extension 2259, Pratt Center, Extension 3250. Whew. Up next, the Chuck Loeb Three of a Kind Showcase.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
Job opportunities, career planning, business news, and a little fun. You'll find all of this on So You Want a Job with your hosts, Jason Cascone and Darlene Johnson. Every week, Jason and Darlene will take you on a 60-minute journey through the world of job finding. Listen in on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 Eastern Time on webradiowcwp.org. Chuck Loeb, this is your showcase. It begins with Buttercup. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that Bob Barker is retiring from The Price is Right, or hosting it, in June of 2007. And Bob played a big part in shaping who I am today on the air, including the three-of-a-kind showcase. You know, my introduction to it. This is your showcase. Well, that's from watching The Price is Right all those years. So, Chuck Loeb's three-of-a-kind showcase begins with Buttercup, and it's the 70th time we played a Chuck Loeb song. Alex Bunyan earlier was 10th. Web Radio, WCWP, we are two-thirds of the way through the Chuck Loeb three-of-a-kind showcase. That was New Wheels, and this is a tribute to Ray Charles. We heard a song by Ray Charles earlier. Well, this is a tribute to him, Brother Ray. That's as good a note as any to end the Chuck Loeb three-of-a-kind showcase on Web Radio WCWP. That was Brother Ray for Ray Charles from When I'm With You in 2005, before that New Wheels from Ebop in 2003, and we began with Buttercup from Listen in 1999. That was the 70th time we've played a Chuck Loeb song, so that meant the next the two after that were 71 and 72, respectively. Wednesday, November 15th at 10 a.m. at the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library, Chuck Cotolo, the Director of Governmental Affairs for Nassau Community College, will hold a workshop in which he will discuss the results and implications of the 2006 elections on this Tuesday, November 7th. More on that later. No tickets are needed. First come, first seated. The library is located at 999 Old Country Road in Plainview. For more information, contact Community Service at 516-938-0077. Up next, Greg Karukas.
When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradiowcwp.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
There is no need for this. Somewhere along the way, we lost some common sense. Help Deja Vu Radio in their quest to bring superior tunes back into the lexicon. Join the plight with Deja Vu Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on webradio.wcwp.org. Today's music has a publicist. Remember when it had a cause?
Still does in this business of contemporary jazz. Part of the whole smooth jazz and even more. mantra of the Mike Shamiri Show. This is Greg Kourakos. This is the title track to his 2002 album, Heatwave. Web Radio WCWP, Bobby Lyle with El Paquito from Hands On, which is yet another album that came out on June 27th. Just like David Benoit's Full Circle album, Peter White's Playing Favorites, and Wayman Tisdale's Way Up. Before we heard Bobby Lyle, we heard Greg Kourakos with Heatwave from Heatwave in 2002. Yet another track with Luis Conte on percussion. We heard him on First Day of School by David Benoit. And now, here's another track with Greg Kourakos by the Rippingtons, Bingo Jingo. Web Radio WCWP, the Rippingtons with Bingo Jingo. From 20th Anniversary, which came out back on July 25th. That featured Greg Kourakos on the keyboards and the piano. Saturday, November 18th at 8 p.m. at the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library. Besides the other thing I said, the Island Chamber Symphony will perform in concert. The group consists of Long Island's finest musicians. The Town of Oyster Bay presents this concert as part of the Distinguished Artists Concert Series. The library, in case you forgot already, from the other thing I read, the election analysis, is located at 999 Old Country Road in Plainview. For more information, 516-938-0077. We'll wrap up the show after this.
Hello, this is Laura Bush, inviting you to the 6th Annual National Book Festival, sponsored by the Library of Congress. Please join us on the National Mall on Saturday, September 30th, when you can meet more than 70 of the nation's award-winning authors, illustrators, and storytellers. Whether you like mysteries, biographies, or children...
What is that still doing in there? Okay, back we go.
Hey everyone, Jordan Lauderback here, reminding you that every Monday night I'll be hosting a sports talk show that we like to call The Edge. Listen to The Edge every Monday night at 6 right here on Web Radio WCWP. You can also listen at myspace.com/WCWP.
Did you ever think that it was a good idea to take everything that you like and throw it together in one big mix? Well, I did, and that's why I made my show, The Blender, here on Web Radio WCWP. There's not much to say about it, except for that it's a lot of music that I like, and maybe you'll like too. So give it a listen every Friday from noon till 2 p.m. on Web Radio WCWP.
That's amazing.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamiri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Well, it's my fault for playing that because I didn't listen to it beforehand. I just figured, oh, this will be good. But yes, The Blender is next, and that's not the thing that I'm was just talking about. The National Book Library thing. September 30th, uh-oh. Unless we're talking about 2007, that shouldn't have been played, and I take full responsibility for it. So we're down to our last song. It's by Dan Siegel. It's called From the Heart. It's from Along the Way, the best of Dan Siegel in 2000. I'll see you next week for show number 173. Doesn't matter what your party is, just get out and vote on Tuesday, Election Day. So long.